Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries today. We're going to start a new series today. We're going to talk about the rewards of Christ to the obedient Christian. As I have read this book and studied this book, I've learned that there is a lot of promises from God to His people that will do what He says. And that's what we're going to talk about. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to thank You and praise You for all these wonderful promises in Your Word. I want to thank You that these promises are real and they're true. And that when we do what You say, You do what You say. So, Father, thank You for these promises. And thank You, Lord, for Your mighty Word. And we praise You and thank You. Now, bless us and bless everybody that hears Your Word today. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank You, Lord. Amen. To start off with, I'm going to read to you out of the Old Covenant, under the law, a promise from God to all the people of that day and age. And it's in Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Now, God never changes. So I want to read this to you. And He says here, and He said, if you will diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord your God. Now, diligently. Now, God's never changed. He never will change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We read it over in Hebrews. God never changes. So He said, under the law, if we will diligently hearken to the word, the voice of the Lord, and we'll do that which is right in His sight. Now, how are you going to do what's right in His sight? You're going to read His word. You're going to see what He says. And when you see what the Word of God says and you do what He says, then He has made us some tremendous promises in this book that belong to every Christian that's willing to obey His voice. And one of them, He says, if you'll do what's right in His sight and will give ear to His commandments, in other words, listen to His commandments and do them, and keep all of His statutes. Now, not some of them, all of them. If you will keep them and do that which is right, He says, I will put none of these diseases upon you, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Right there is a promise. Under the old covenant, under the law, that we, as Christians, just like these people were God's chosen people. And if they, the Israeli people, the Jews He was talking to, the ones He was doing what He was doing with, He started out making this nation of Jews, and He was trying to teach them His word and what He wanted. And He said, if you, talking to them, if they would do what He said, He would put no sickness, no disease upon them. So if God made that promise to those people under the law, today you and I, as His children, these were His servants. But today we, since the coming of Christ, have had the privilege to become children of the Most High God. Now, He doesn't want His children to be sick, but He doesn't want His children to sin either. And if we don't sin, if we walk holy in obedience to God's word, then we don't have to be sick. But there's some strict requirements that go along with that. If you want to walk in divine health, in fact, I'm going to tell you right here how easy it is to miss the mark. I give you these examples that I have so you will know and see and understand how God says in His word under the new covenants, we are to lay aside all lying. Well, somebody thinks, well, I'm not a liar. Well, are you? You know, you don't think you are, but if you listen to what you say in the course of a day, you will find out pretty quick that you do lie once in a while. And when God says lay aside all lying for His church, the children of God, that's what He meant. Well, the other day, just a few weeks ago, I got up in the morning, and my wife had been up extremely late that night, so she went to bed extremely late, so she was sleeping in. So I got up, and I had a lot of things to do that morning. So about 8 o'clock, 8:30, whatever it was, I got up and went over to the ministry center and had a bowl of cereal. And then I worked, with a bowl of cereal, I can go for hours. So I was working and going, and I hadn't even thought about food again. It's about 3 o'clock in the afternoon when my wife came over to the ministry center. And she said, "Honey, have you eaten today?" Now, see, I'm thinking she's asking me, have I eaten lunch? Because it's 3 o'clock in the afternoon. But that's not the question she asked me. She said, "Have you eaten today?" And I immediately said, "No." And she said, "Well, let's go eat." I said, "Okay." So we were going to go have a bite to eat. Well, we went and had something to eat. Well, that afternoon, a little later, my head began to stop up a little bit. The next morning, I woke up and it was worse. I had a runny nose. I said, "Lord, I rebuke this devil. You devil of hell, Jesus told me in James 4:7 to resist the devil and he'll flee from me. But he told me to submit myself to the Lord first." I said, "Lord, I have submitted myself to you. I am resisting the devil and he's not leaving. What's the deal here? What happened?" And the Lord says, in my spirit, he spoke to me and said, "You sinned. You lied to your wife." I said, "Lord, I didn't lie to my wife." And immediately we went back to yesterday, and those thoughts came back to me just as clear. "Honey, have you eaten today?" And I thought, is that what she said? "Have you eaten today?" I thought she said, "Have you eaten lunch?" But she said, "Have you eaten today?" And you said, "No." He said, "You lied. You had a bowl of cereal that morning." And this is what opened the door to the enemy. I said, "Goodness gracious, Lord, when you said we're not supposed to lie, you really meant that, didn't you?" He said, "Yes, son, I really meant that." I thought, wow. So, Lord, I said, "I repent." I had to go tell my wife that I lied to her the day before, as if that was very important. But obviously to God, everything's important. So I repented, and again, it still took me a couple of more days to drive away that devil. I kept quoting the word to him. And within a couple more days, he was completely, totally gone. I thought, "Lord, when you said to diligently hearken to this voice of yours and to obey all of your commandments and keep all of your statutes, you really meant that, didn't you?" Yes, he really meant that. Well, as we're going to talk about this series, the rewards that are available to you if you will be that obedient Christian and do the things God says. He will not only bless you with divine health, but he will give you a lot of other things. To start off with here in this series, I want to get a little bit of a picture in your mind about this magnificent God that we serve, Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. The King that came from glory 2,000 years ago, came inside the womb of a little teenage girl, and she bore a son, and that child that was conceived in her womb came from heaven, from the Father. No sin in his life, pure and clean from God alone. And came out of her womb as a little tiny baby, lived on this earth as a little tiny baby, grew up to be a young man, and then grew up to be an adult, and walked on this earth just like any other man. He was not exceptionally good-looking or anything else. The Scripture says there was no beauty about him that they should desire him. So he was just a normal, average, everyday man like the rest of us. A normal man. You couldn't have told him from anybody else. He was just a man. He walked on this earth for 33 years. And then they killed him. The demons of hell killed this man. It says in 1 Corinthians 2:9, "If the principalities and powers had have known what they were doing, they would have not crucified the Son of Glory." Or 2:8, 1 Corinthians 2:8, and then 9 and 10. Awesome scriptures there. But they did. They didn't know what they were doing. And so by them crucifying him, they killed an innocent man. And when they killed an innocent man, then they destroyed themselves. So now then, he has defeated the enemy for you and me. He has defeated the devil and all of his demons. And now then, he, after rising from the dead, he went back to the Father in heaven. And one day, he's coming again. Not only is he blessing us with rewards, those of us that are obedient right now on the earth, but there will be great rewards for us in the kingdom and in heaven and as we serve him in eternity. But this magnificent set of rewards that the king is going to give to us, I want you, first of all, to get a picture in your mind of this magnificent being that's going to come here that's going to give us these rewards. I want you to think about in Revelation chapter 1, verses 10 through 18, I want you to see what John saw. John was on the Isle of Patmos there in whenever Jesus came to him. And Revelation chapter 1, verse 10 says, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet. This magnificent voice. This voice was saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last. And what you see, write in a book and send it to the seven churches which are in Asia, to Ephesus, to Smyrna, to Pergamos, to Thyatira, to Sardis, to Philadelphia, and to Laodicea. Then I turned to see the voice. And I think about that. He turned to see the voice. When you meditate on that a minute, you think, how would you turn to see the voice? But that's what John, he heard a voice speaking. And I think about that because the very first time that Jesus ever spoke to me, it was in 1977, in the summer, in the month of June. I was sitting there reading and studying the Word of God. And I was in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 4, when I heard that voice, just like John did. And John turned to see the voice. Well, when the Lord spoke to me, I thought somebody walked into the room, and I also turned to see the voice. But John got to see someone. I didn't. There was no one there. I was not allowed to step into that realm of seeing the Son of God. But John got to see him. He says, and I turned to see the voice that spoke with me. And having turned, I saw seven golden lampstands, seven of them. And in the midst of the seven lampstands, one like the Son of Man, clothed with a garment down to his feet and girded about the chest with a golden band. These teachings can be yours free and postpaid. Call us at 940-242-2106. Or contact us on the web at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. Remember, they're free and postpaid. Jesus is Lord.